Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Your Dallas Stars are now down 3-2. We need the Game 5 NHL stats. I bet it's a lower percentage of the Game 5 winner going on to win the best of 7 than in the NBA. Wouldn't you guess that? Because hockey seems a lot more random. It's 82% for the NBA. I wonder what the Game 5 NHL stats are after the Flames scored 3 goals in the third period. This was 1-0 Stars after 2. And then Calgary scores 3 to end up beating the Stars 3-1. They now lead 3-2.
All right, so here we go. This is from 2019.
Okay.
When a best of 7 Stanley Cup playoff series is tied at 2, the winner of Game 5 wins 79% of the time. So almost exactly what the NBA is. NBA is what, 82?
Yep.
So it's almost identical.
Stars last night, don't score again. Going to steal this tweet from the Hockey Hawk, Gavin Spittle, who has the Spits and Suggs podcast on 105throughthefan.com. 0-3 on the power play. 2-20 in the series. Most alarming, credited with only 2 shots on goal tonight. Now, he sent this out at 11:32. I would really love to know what adjustments were made. So these are some of the power play stats on the Stars last night and in the series overall. Just no offensive punch.
No, their power play stinks right now. I mean, there was a power play, a 1 shot off. I think it was the first period. It's not good. You're not going to win too many games, and you're not going to score on the power play when you're getting like 1 shot off. I mean, you've got to pepper that goal, and they just haven't done that. They haven't got a lot of shots off in this series. I mean, game one they didn't have a shot attempt for the first 10 minutes, and last night they're sitting there in the first period, and they had 1 shot on a power play. They had like 8 shots of the whole period to begin with. That's not the greatest. Especially when in game 4 Calgary had like 50-something shots on goal. So it is difficult for them to score right now, but this was the kind of game they wanted to play early on. They wanted this style of play that they had in the first period and even in the second period. And when the third rolled around and Calgary started going and started skating downhill, as they say, they really kind of put it to the Stars and win this 1-3-1.
Elsewhere in the NHL playoffs, the Rangers beat the Penguins 5-3. Pittsburgh leads the series 3-2. Florida beat the Caps 5-3. Florida leads the series 3-2. How many series have gone to 6 in this opening round?
I think everyone except Colorado. Right? Yeah.
This is incredible. This is great for...
It's fantastic for hockey. And, who knows with that Penguins-Rangers series. Sidney left the game, Crosby. And once he left that game, the whole thing turned. The entire game turned. So we'll see what that is. He's had concussions issues in the past, but he took a vicious hit yesterday. Vicious.
I'm looking at all these going 6 right now.
Florida was down 3-0, I believe, last night.
Yeah.
Scored 5 unanswered.
That's what they do. They've done that all year. They've done that literally all year. They're like, oh, just Florida's down 3-0, 4-0, 4-1, and then all of a sudden, bam, 5 goals in the third. It's like, what?
Game 6, Stars Flames, is going to be tomorrow night at the AAC. So they're going to need the home crowd to try to tie this thing up and push it back to Calgary. So that's what happened with the NHL playoffs. Game 6 tonight at the AAC. Give me the spread. Now, we thought that Vegas was off in Game 5, having Phoenix favored by so much, about 6 points. Give me the spread for tonight.
Phoenix by 1.5.
Phoenix by 2.
Okay.
Suns favored by 2. Now, yesterday you thought the Mavs were going to be favored.
I did think they were going to be favored. Because it's been a 3-point. You get 3 points for home court and, another 3 points I figured that the Mavs are 3 points better at home beyond the home court, so I would have thought it would have been at least a pick 'em, but I'd be wrong. I've been wrong before. I'd be wrong again.
Former Suns GM Ryan McDonough, the man who drafted, he was there. It goes on his resume, drafting DeAndre Ayton over Luka Doncic. He was on KNC yesterday, and he was asked, why does home court seem to mean so much in the NBA compared to the other sports?
Yeah, I think there are a couple factors, guys. I've always thought the proximity of the fans to the court, contrasted with the distance of the fans from the field in either football or baseball, makes it more emotional, more impactful. I think that does impact the players. From an adrenaline perspective for the home team and from a nerves perspective from the road team. And frankly, I think it also does impact the officials to some extent as well. So that's the first thing that comes to mind. The second is, for whatever reason, the role players in particular, and this is league-wide over almost 20 years now for me of affiliation with the NBA, the role players seem a lot more comfortable, a lot more confident at home. They shoot better. They're more likely to have breakout games. On the road, the stars tend to travel. I mean, we saw that with Luka Doncic and Jalen Brunson last night. Those guys played very well, but they really didn't have much, if any, help from the Mavs role players. And that was, one of the big differences to me. I thought Dallas's role players have now struggled in the three games in Phoenix, 1, 2, and 5, and looked really good in games 3 and 4. So I expect, given the trend, that the Mavs supporting cast will play very well again in game 6 tomorrow night.
I think what you need for these role players, you want role players. When I become an NBA GM,
after your NFL GM career,
absolutely,
you could be the Sashi Brown, the new Sashi Brown.
Absolutely, yeah. Well, once I dominate the NFL and win a couple of Super Bowls, we go to the NBA, and I'm going to ask role players. I'm going to say, when you see shots of the home crowd and the fans sad after a loss, do you feel sorry for them or do you laugh at them? And do you snicker at them? And if they said they feel sad for them, you can't be a role player on my team. I need you to be the guy that when you make a three, you do the whisper thing to the crowd as a role player. That's what I need. I want people on my team who love when they pan over the bench and see the dejected players. The ones that say, ha, your life sucks as much as mine does right now. That's what I want to see. And I want to see all the fans at, Footprint Arena?
Footprint Center or
what
something.
What the hell is that, by the way?
Awful.
What is it?
I wonder how many people can name stadiums. Stadium quiz. What's that Vitale's guy, Howie Schwab, Stump the Schwab?
Oh, Stump the Schwab. Yeah, I'm sure they have a Sporkle for that.
What is that?
Sporkle is like that. It's a website where it's like quiz games, right? So it's like, Nate, you have 3 minutes to name all the members of the 500 Home Run Club, and you just got to start typing them in. Or now this one, name the arenas. How many can you get? What does Footprint Center mean?
Like a foot soldier, Ninja Turtles. Last night it was a thrilling ending to Bucks Celtics. Boston had a 14-point lead. Giannis is bleeding from his eye. He's scoring 40. He goes to the free throw line. He misses the second one. They're down one. Bobby Portis, offensive rebound and put back, and then Drew Holiday with two all-time defensive plays with what he did on the baseline. Man, he abused Marcus Smart at the end of this game. It's supposed to be Marcus Smart who's the defensive player of the year. Drew Holiday gets the ball, throws it off of Smart to give the Bucks possession, and then he strips him. Outright theft to take the ball right from Smart at half court, and Milwaukee goes back home up 3-2. This could be the backbreaker.
Collapse or comeback is the question. It's like, which one was this?
31-14 was what Milwaukee did to Boston in the final 10 minutes of the game. 31-14.
The Boston Celtics did not attempt a three-pointer in the fourth quarter. Mm. They were in the bonus with 8 to go. They took 4 free throws. That is a complete unawareness level that we don't see in the NBA. The great Billy Gillespie would always say, when I was doing games with the legend, Sean, when Fish was busy doing something else.
You were doing games with Billy Gillespie?
Oh, yeah, a couple of them. He would say, you've got to know time, score, and momentum of every game. How much time left with the score? What's the momentum? You got to know the situation. And the Celtics did not know the situation. to not be aware that you're in the bonus and then not only not take threes but not go to the hole and get fouled is complete unawareness of where you are in the game. And that's on the coach. That's on the players for not knowing. You've got to know the situation, right? You've got to know that if that other team, you're going to get two free throws every time you get fouled. Get fouled.
It's the downfall of a three-point league. It's like we don't have to keep going to the basket.
Yeah.
Man, if people have not realized, go look at the points in the paint and how much that has affected the outcome of these last couple of games that have been played. I know that the three is a sexy thing, and you can bomb away and hit 20 of them, but the Phoenix Suns won that game the other night in part because of points in the paint. Let's see who gets more points in the paint tonight. Corey Majors also was going up and down the Mavs box score in wins and losses, and it was like every time they had a low amount of assists, it was an automatic loss. So there was an assist, a very telling assist disparity, and I think you can get it for points in the paint as well, especially for Ayton, especially more important for Phoenix. Also going to the rim.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, Ayton's a good free throw shooter, in the 70s, 75% for the year. So they've got to get to the hole. They've got to get him. And they did it, you know, to start the game the other night, get him going.
Meanwhile, the game I just assumed would end the series did not happen in Memphis as the jawless Grizzlies push Golden State. They didn't push. That was a shove. They shoved Golden State to game six.
And that'll do it. The final tonight as the Grizzlies will walk it across the timeline in game number five as the clock ticks down. 134-95.
The Grizzlies were up 55 points.
Is that a lot?
55-point lead without Ja Morant. They win 134-95. Humiliating. Humiliating the
Terrible
Warriors.
Terrible loss. Terrible.
Second largest lead at any point of a playoff game over the last 25 years. How's that the second largest lead? The only one, 09 Nuggets, who led by 58.
Oh, God. 58. How do you lead a game by 58 points?
Man, Klay. Klay's had some stinkers.
Has he?
He finished the game minus 45 plus minus.
Oh! Can't be good.
Tied for the worst plus minus in any playoff game over the last 25 years. Andre Drummond was minus 45 against Milwaukee in 2019. The Grizzlies, 77 points, the most they scored in any half in their playoff history. 27, the largest point margin in a half in a playoff game all time. Memphis is 25 points off turnovers, the most by any team in the first half. In the first half. The Suns had like 18 points off Mavs turnovers. Memphis had 25 in the first half. That's most of any team in the last 25 postseasons. History made everywhere.
Everywhere. There's this great stats from both these games last night. I cannot believe though that this Warriors team with basically nobody on the other roster. You can't name, if you're not a real NBA fan, you're not naming a single player on the Memphis Grizzlies.
Yeah.
Outside of Ja Morant. And to win a game against that team, who is the presumptive favorite in Vegas right now to win it all, by that many points, it's remarkable.
So one Tolo hit me up this morning and said, this is your favorite?
Well, it's Vegas' favorite.
Gordon Martinez. Well, I said I thought Golden State was not a favorite as well. Yesterday or the other day. That was an odds-on favorite performance. Tell me more. And I was like, tell me your favorite in the West then. And he says, the team about to beat the Mavs. Hashtag Suns fan. There we go.
Mm-hmm.
So he still got the Suns. Mm-hmm. I would still pick the Warriors coming out of the Western Conference. Rangers end up losing to the Royals 8-2, even though Corey Seager showing that he loves Arlington again with the power.
And here's the pitch. Seager swings and drives one into deep center. Taylor going back on this ball. He's back to the track. He leaps at the wall, and it is just beyond his reach. A home run for Corey Seager. The seventh of the year makes it look a little better. It's 8-2.
And they end up losing by that score. Thank you, Hixie. 8-2, the final on your home for Rangers baseball. Sean and RJ and Marcus Semien 0-4. Just wanted to throw that in there. Just wanted to add that. Bobby Witt Jr. with three runs batted in. And they'll do it again tonight. 6:30 pregame, 7 o'clock first pitch. Royals 10-18 on the season. The Rangers are 12-17. Headlines, our new top-rated segment, number one, according to the research and the numbers here on Sean and RJ. So thank y'all for being a Tolo. Spread the message. Thank you for turning it on, leaving it on. We got Chris Rock tickets that we've been hooking you up with as a thank you. We got a fan hang Saturday, Twin Peaks. Twin Peaks fan hang in Irving, starting at 3 o'clock and running until maybe the taps are emptied.
The wee hours.
That's the way that we usually roll. All right, let's go around the NFL. We'll get to the Mavs, get back to the Mavs and the Suns, but let's go around the NFL. Why did this team do this to a quarterback and the contender that called about Christian McCaffrey? Let's go around the National Football League on your home of the Cowboys next.
Well, let's get you over to Athletic Greens first. Let's get you healthy. Stay healthy. Be healthier and nutrients and veggies into your body with AG1. With each delicious scoop of AG1, my body absorbs 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, superfoods, probiotics, prebiotics, adaptogens that help me get through my day. It's really easy to get addicted to good health when you're taking Athletic Greens every single morning. Drinking more water, drinking less coffee, feeling better, feeling healthier, and it's all for just $3 a day. It's cheaper than the cold brew habit I have. So AG1 from Athletic Greens, like I said, my energy's up, my mood's up, I feel better, I'm just healthier right now. Thanks to Athletic Greens, athleticgreens.com/RJ. Simple, easy, reclaim your health, arm your immune system with a daily scoop of AG1 for Athletic Greens. And to make matters easier for you, they're going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and five free travel packs at your first purchase. All you got to do is go to athleticgreens.com/RJ. That's athleticgreens.com/RJ.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Who says that Cowboy preseason games and preseason games are boring? We had a lawsuit resulting from one of them. And this is coming from former Jags kicker Josh Lambeau. Remember when he said Urban Meyer kicked him before the Cowboys preseason game? Wasn't that the game?
Yeah, it was the Cowboy game, I believe, yeah.
Cowboys preseason game, and Urban Meyer went and kicked him. Well, now Josh Lambeau is suing the Jacksonville Jaguars, alleging that Urban Meyer created a hostile work environment and the team did nothing to stop it. That it violated Florida civil, criminal, and employment law concerning assault, battery, and workplace violence in furtherance of an employer's interest. The lawsuit says Urban's actions impacted Lambeau's ability to sleep, practice, and perform his duties at the high level that he had with Jacksonville under previous coaches. Also alleges that he suffered extreme emotional and mental stress, and Lambeau seeking any back pay owed damages and other legal fees. He got his full $3.5 million salary from Jacksonville in 2021. He was a vested veteran, and he was set to earn $4 million in 2022 in signing an extension. So he's suing Jacksonville for Urban Meyer's actions. Have we ever had a hostile work environment lawsuit in the world of sports? How many of those could come up?
I mean, yeah, like in the front offices, like Mavericks,
but from
right?
A player.
Mavericks like that. Not hostile, but they've had, you know, workplace issues. But I don't remember from a player.
And
in one of those.
Firing Urban Meyer, didn't that show that, like, I can't get into a big legal discussion, but they fired Urban Meyer, like they got rid of the problem.
They theoretically did get rid of the problem. I guess that you could say they didn't do it fast enough. The Jaguars could come back and say, well, we were doing an investigation, you know, and you know, they did fire him relatively quickly into the season.
I wonder if they're going to have to, like, break down stats in this lawsuit. He had missed two kicks in the preseason before the incident, made both of his field goal attempts in the game against the Cowboys, missed all three of his field goal attempts in the first two regular season games against the Texans and the Broncos. So this is him being like, no, I didn't have a bad game. I wasn't off. I was emotionally distressed, and that caused me to miss these kicks. Mm-hmm. So part of me chuckling in this lawsuit accusation.
I do like, you know, some of the stuff, the way the jargon is written, that they violated the Whistleblowers Act, you know, which is like,
meaning?
Like you can't. A company can't punish a whistleblower within their company.
Like Mark Davis, the Raiders story, that he fired the team president because the team president, like, reported that Mark Davis was causing a hostile work environment. Mark Davis went and fired him.
Something like that, yeah. I think that was basically exactly what it was. So there's some, you know, each state's different on what protections they have. I would imagine Nevada is, I would imagine it's a regular, they're all kind of very similar. But I have no idea how this is going to pay out. We're really going to need to find some footage of the kick, too. Where is this footage of the kick? I have not seen it. Was it a kick, or was it like a kick the tires kick?
Right.
Because I don't know what to say. Like,
what kick would be acceptable? Let's see a little fan cam demonstration.
All right. Let me go over here and do it to you.
Oh, great. Well, now we're going to have to be able to get this on camera.
Right, absolutely. So you can sue me.
Yeah.
So it'll be like,
okay. Okay, but we need microphones still. We are doing radio.
So I'm just sitting like this. And
okay.
It's just like, so what's up, Josh? Hey.
Okay,
man? That's an easy tap. That's an easy tap. It's like, yo, what's up? You're tapping him with your foot.
Yeah.
You tap with the foot as opposed to like a kick. Now, if he's always up there, it goes, you little guy, you little kicker. What's the matter with you?
That was a kick. So emotional distress from Josh Lambeau with the accusations towards the Jacksonville organization. I guess Tua could do the same thing to the Dolphins after what they did to him the other day.
They
put out, you know, you're going to get video highlights here and there. I think the Cowboys had one of Dak throwing a CD Lamb, you know, or the way a guy looks with, you know, I keep on wanting to call him Josh Rosen, Zach Wilson, in New York, you know, he's looking buff and all that. Or you would get the Saquon quads back in the day, or Jameis Winston with his videos, or the recent update with his hair trying to grow it out like Samson. Well, the Miami Dolphins put out a video of what looks to be Tua severely underthrowing Tyreek Hill. It's supposed to be like a hype video. New receiver, new weapon, new age, quarterback, new head coach. What did you see in that?
I saw Tua out there in a Gilligan's hat, which was like, you know, I'm not taking a whole lot of plays seriously with the players wearing Gilligan's hats out there.
Yeah, the floppy hat.
And he throws this deep ball, which for Tua could have been 26 yards. And it was like, you know, Tyreek Hill is, you don't see him run the route, but you do see him kind of waiting there for the ball, like waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting.
Twitter
and
responded, said, wow, this is awesome. I got Tyreek punt return footage.
Yeah.
He's sitting under there waiting
for the dang ball.
Waiting for a ball.
And it's like, this is not what you, because you know, it could be.
I don't have any sense to realize this, that the storyline about Tua is no arm, and they sat there, their social media team, and put that out
they
there.
Don't know.
Not
they
a
don't,
good look.
They don't know.
They don't know.
They have no awareness, no clue. Like, and I'm not going to derive a lot from this. I'm not taking a lot from this. This could have been the first deep ball he's thrown to Tyreek Hill. He has no idea how fast Tyreek Hill is.
Right.
No idea how to gauge that. It also could be that Tua is like the worst quarterback in the league. But I can't take anything from this. But it's a terrible thing to put out there.
Yeah.
You know how much people love to look and read into things.
Yeah.
You can't put this out there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So there you go with the Tua T. Tyreek video. Not giving, great confidence to those Dolphins fans who think this is going to be a new age offense and a new quarterback with their new head coach. The Buffalo Bills calling about Christian McCaffrey.
Yes.
That report came out yesterday, and Carolina said, nope, that's not happening.
Man, the Bills were saved. Saved by a horrible organization that can't get out of their own way.
Ooh.
The Carolina Panthers had a chance to get out of one of the worst contracts in the league. Christian McCaffrey, a guy who can't stay on the field. And when he is on the field, still doesn't help them win any games. So they were going to get out of this contract. They were going to get him to trade him to Buffalo. And Buffalo was probably going to give up a pretty high pick for it. And they said no. And this is why they're never going to win. Ever.
Which one?
Carolina. And Buffalo, we got to stop giving them all this credit, that GM. I don't even know his name is. Doesn't matter. But you got to stop giving them credit. Because apparently they're only good because of Josh Allen. If they were thinking that Christian McCaffrey was the piece, that paying him $15 million a year was going to put them over the hump. Just show them Zeke's contract, man.
Yeah, but they're different players. But they definitely need...
I know, one of them actually plays.
I can't argue about McCaffrey on or off the field in terms of the availability, but they have to take a little bit off of Josh Allen's plate. It's insane. It's insane. If they're not going to hand it off, they just, I guess, wanted to get another guy that they could throw it to. But the Carolina Panthers, old school, they may be the new New York Giants in terms of the way that they're running things with Matt Rhule there.
Yeah, they might be. I mean, they went from Dave Gettleman to Matt Rhule. I mean, you want to talk about it from old school to older. That's basically what it is. It's terrible. Like, they said no to this. I can't believe it.
McCaffrey, last 2 years, has played in 3 games and then in 7 games. He's... No way. Guess his age.
27?
He's 25.
He's young.
He's 25 years old. Played 5 NFL seasons.
Yeah, he's very young.
Wow.
Wow, that's very, very young.
He has rushed for 1,098 yards, 1,300 yards. He's had receiving seasons of 80, 107, and 116. So the dual threat had a hard time staying on the field the past 2 seasons. The Buffalo Bills called around about him.
Called around about a guy who can't play. Doesn't play. never plays.
I still think he can be a major difference maker. Would you draft him in the first round of fantasy?
In fantasy?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would draft him in the first round of fantasy. Yeah. I wouldn't draft him in the first 3 rounds of the NFL draft.
Okay.
First round of fantasy for sure.
Okay.
Let's see.
Because you drafted Dalvin over him last year.
Yeah, and that was a mistake. Should have taken Derrick Henry. And that would have been a mistake too. truckwreck.com text line. Cowboys need to call the Bills now. Call us, please. We'll give you a 3 and Zeke just to get rid of them. Let's see. Don't compare CMC to Zeke. Put the pipe down and walk away, RJ. And then about Tua, it doesn't matter what the pass looked like. All of his passes will get called back for holding from Connor anyway.
Oh, Connor Williams over there. By the way, tonight, NFL schedule release at 7 o'clock. With our boy Michael Irvin on the coverage. Mike joined us yesterday for an electric appearance, as always, in the 9 o'clock hour. So schedule release tonight, 7 p.m. Full breakdown tomorrow along with Game 6 Mavs reaction.
Will they open with an NFC East team on Sunday night?
This is the least I've thought about. Again, the Mavericks and the Stars have given me a tremendous break from the Cowboys. I don't care. This is a statement I would usually view as sports talk suicide, but I don't care. I don't care about it right now. I'm seeing in the past, I'd see this Green Bay Packer rumor, and I'm like, all right, let me go ahead, let me check, let me confirm. Oh, the matchups, Mike McCarthy, the storylines. I'm like, they dropped an announcement for Week 10. Okay, whatever. I'm seeing like the Tampa Bay date where they're going to face the Buccaneers. Okay, tell me who the opening night. Are they playing? When are they playing? Is it? Did you say Sunday night?
The Packers and the Cowboys?
No, Cowboys. The Cowboys opener.
Oh, we don't know yet.
We don't know. Yeah.
We don't know yet. I was just like, who are they going to open with, and will it be on Sunday night?
All right. It's usually the Giants.
Yeah, last year was Tampa on
Thursday. I don't think it's going to be the Giants anymore.
I don't think so.
You have any guesses? You usually like to play schedule, you know, play with schedule puzzle pieces.
I don't care.
I don't care. I'll be interested tomorrow in the order of it, but the NFL getting more attention by saying week 9, week 13, tune in for week 4. Tell me the opener. Tell me Thanksgiving. Tell me holidays. And then let's look at the primetime stuff along with how much you're out there on the road when you're playing cold weather, the hardest 3 or 4 game stretches during the year. That's what I always look at.
I think that their first game, I think they're going to open. I think they're going to open with the Rams.
Okay.
On Sunday Night Football.
Defending champ game.
Mm-hmm. I don't think they've listed the opener yet. Oh, wait, it'd be Thursday night. They put the Cowboys on Thursday night back-to-back years. Because you know the Rams are going to play that game anyway.
Are we going to get a back-to-back Thursday after opening in
last
Tampa?
Year? I might. You might. You know, it's you know the Rams are playing in that game.
Yes.
And you know the NFL would love the Cowboys to be a part of it. It is a playoff preview. I suppose the other thing you could do is if the Rams are going to play on Thursday night, have the Cowboys play the Bengals on Sunday night.
Back to the Mavs at 8, but we have an embarrassing baby reveal involving the Texas Rangers, and I'll give you night number 2 of the Pacifier update.
Oh, baby.
After all the Tolos hooked me up with the advice yesterday. That's all next with Sean and RJ on your home of the Cowboys and Rangers, 105.3 The Fan. But this is also your home for Trajan Wealth. Every day I'm saying this for a reason. Are you looking at the market? Are you checking out your 401k? Is it being affected? Or do you have smart financial advisors surrounding you in your pocket that can take advantage of the market with calls and puts and all these stock market terms that I just recently learned about because of Trajan Wealth? Let their fiduciaries take care of all your hard-earned money. You shouldn't see it evaporate just because of inflation and gas prices and what is going on in the market. Call 469-579-3500 and give yourself some extra security. Say Sean from The Fan sent me, or just use the word Tolo, and you're going to be taken care of at Trajan Wealth, TrajanWealth.com. Their business model is simple. You grow, they grow. Go to TrajanWealth.com or call 469-579-3500 and tell them Sean from The Fan sent you over to Trajan. Paid endorsement advisory services through Trajan Wealth LLC and SEC registered investment advisor.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Troy, been posting from Vegas at all? I don't think I've seen anything.
I've not seen anything.
He posted a betting slip.
Oh, yeah, he did.
What was it?
$100 on A&M football to win the national championship this season.
That'll pay, that'll pay out $3,400.
Wow. So A&M plus 3,300. Put down 100, pay out 3,300.
Not a terrible bet. I mean, the
payout. Why don't you tell us about it, Mister? Are you gambling or college football insider?
Well, he does run the system for us at the BetQL Insider Show.
Oh,
I do. Yeah.
Who's your college team?
Texas.
Okay. Screw you.
Yeah, I know.
Screw you. You and all the other loser Longhorn fans, or at least the ones who write about them. So just that's saying a lot in terms of you saying it's not bad value because you're giving some props to A&M.
Well, I mean, I think if they had their quarterback last year, they could have made a run in the college football playoff.
I mean, 33-1 for a talented team is pretty good value, I think.
Are you following along the Arch Manning sweepstakes? Are you following that heavily?
Yeah, I have. I mean,
are you that diehard about it? Like you're tracking recruits and everything?
No, not that crazy about it. I mean, if he comes to Texas, he comes to Texas. I don't think he will, but with this NIL deal and stuff, I mean, they could just buy him over here.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if you can buy him.
So probably, he's probably got a little bit of cash in the pocket already. May not need it all, yeah. But you know, money's money. It's like it's gonna get him. Somebody's gonna take it. Why not him? You know, someone's gonna take the money. So as far as he's concerned, why wouldn't he be the one?
You hearing Saban talk about competitive balance and everything yesterday?
I have heard this. Yes, this is wonderful. Nick Saban is you know, there's a form of hypocrisy to this, right?
Well, Saban would tell you that they're not paying anyone to come over to Alabama, just like Coach K would tell you that. So,
right.
The competitive balance. Why don't you summarize what Saban was saying? Basically, he didn't want things to get out of whack, right? And have the bank accounts and the piggy banks controlling college football.
Correct. He doesn't want it to get to be where the boosters are the ones that run this. And in a related story, the boosters already run college football.
Exactly.
But he doesn't want that to get there. And there were stories about
I don't blame Nick Saban for altering competitive balance. I don't put that in an NIL discussion, right? Yes. Like, first off, you got to remember what Alabama was before Nick Saban went there.
They were not Alabama.
They were not Alabama.
You know what they were? They were Tennessee.
Right.
They were trying to find their way. So trying to find for the coach.
I give Nick Saban props. Nick Saban hasn't ruined competitive balance because I don't know what they pay. But, you know, I'm not blaming Alabama for paying. Nick Saban ruined competitive balance because of how dominant they are.
Yeah. Like, are we forgetting that, like, Nebraska used to be this way? Maybe not to the same level, but they were like in that era. They were in the conversation for a national championship every single year.
Of course, the option.
Miami was like this in the 80s.
Florida State.
Every single year. Florida State. Florida. Like Oklahoma won 50 games in a row at one point. But college football has always been about imbalance.
Saban doesn't want, you know, what he would view as something should be a non-factor altering the standings.
Correct. You know, but
here's my question. How much is the booster, how much is the spending habits of the booster changing with NIL making this all public versus what it was behind the scenes? You know what I mean? Is loser Longhorn booster paying and spending millions of dollars more than they already were to get said player 3 or 4 years ago?
Maybe.
So, I mean.
Yeah, they are. They probably are.
You think they are?
Yeah, like, you know, there's that rumored $8 million So the rumor was that Tennessee paid this quarterback $8 million, this five-star kid, to come from California. Kids weren't getting $8 million to go to school before.
Yeah.
They were getting $15,000, you know. Hey, come here. Here's the $30,000 suitcase.
Yeah.
$100,000 maybe. But not $8 million. Like, the money is now greater than it ever was. That's fine. You know, knock yourself out.
Yeah.
You know, if you can get it, you can get it. This is where the NCAA is going to come in, and they've got to tread lightly because someone, you know, the lawyers are talking about antitrust laws and everything, whatever that means. But they're going to come in with some kind of a salary cap
that you can prove.
And that's the problem. All right. And that's the problem that you can prove.
Yeah.
And also,
you have a booster who's going to call Autoflex and say, I'm going to give you $2 million.
Mm-hmm.
You are then going to sponsor the kid. You know what I mean? So you got to prove it with the paper trail. You got to prove where the money's actually coming from.
Yeah.
You got to go through all this stuff. But the kids are getting compensated, which is what everybody wanted.
Yep. And this is, you know, this is something that you're just going to have to deal with. You know, are there ways to fix the transfer portal? Yeah. There's reports out, you know, obviously the Texas kid, Xavier Worthy, there were reports that he was getting poached, or they were trying to, some other schools were trying to poach him from Texas, and Texas, you know, finally, you know, paid up and basically matched the offer. But you can't poach kids, you know, like that's got to stop. The talk that Alabama is poaching this kid from Louisville. Like you can't poach kids, man. You got to stop this. So maybe they will stop it. That's the one thing they've got to do. And then they got to figure out the NIL, which is, you know, the whole point and the problem Saban has with it, a lot of coaches have with it, is that you shouldn't pick your school based on the NIL. They don't want that. They want you to get the NIL deal after you get there. But again, prove it. I did get it after I got there.
Okay, so I don't know if this account, how legitimate this is. NFL schedule leaks, throwing out some games here and there. It's not verified. And it has 9,900 followers, but they tweeted that it'll be Cowboys at Jacksonville to open week one at noon on Fox. So that's what the internet is floating out there. Not saying that that's official. Cowboys at Jacksonville. How about that?
I gotta be honest. If the Cowboys open the season against Jacksonville at noon, I don't see the NFL doing that. The NFL doesn't put the Cowboys at noon for their season opener.
Right.
In fact, I can't think of the last time the Cowboys didn't open on either primetime or the America's Game of the Week.
3 o'clock.
Yeah.
3:30.
They're not playing at noon in Jacksonville or here. I can't imagine they would.
All right. Did you see the baby reveal that made the Ranger fans look bad? Did you see this?
Maybe. Is this the
There's
one?
No, where maybe is not an answer. It's you did see it or you didn't see it.
Wait,
no
is
maybe.
This the one where the girl's throwing the you know, tossing the yeah. balloon?
The wiffle ball, like.
Isn't that?
I don't think it was a balloon. It was like a wiffle ball. She's underhanding the wiffle ball that the guy's supposed to hit and reveal with the blue or the pink, boy, girl.
Why do I have a feeling I've seen this before? Like that they showed this like 3 years ago. Is that another one?
I don't know.
There's another one now? Another guy can't hit?
Someone sent it, and the guy was just swinging and missing over and over.
Yeah.
And over.
I did see this.
And over this. Yeah. Again. It was hilarious, and the guy was wearing a Rangers hat.
Oh, man. I don't. Of course.
Sign him up for the real team.
Sign him up. I mean, he probably makes as much contact.
Yeah. I don't know how old it is. I assumed it was pretty recent, but someone said it to me on Twitter.
It's maybe a different one. I don't remember a Rangers jersey on this guy, the one that I saw years ago. Like, I don't remember a Rangers jersey. There's probably a different one at all.
Thank you to all the Tolos who sent, even while Michael Irvin was not saying what he was saying about Amari Cooper, all my Twitter account was and my cell phone was still pacifier advice. So yesterday, I took like 3 minutes, asked the Tolos, how do you break the kid of the pacifier? And I don't even know how many responses I got. It was insane.
Did you snip it?
I wanted to snip it. Mm-hmm. All right, so the top advice was, in no particular order, just take it away, throw them all away, snip it so that the suction is gone and he wouldn't have any desire for it anymore. People were legit saying put Tabasco, mustard, or vinegar on it. So he puts it in his mouth and won't want it anymore. I'm not putting Tabasco.
Isn't it hot?
I'm not putting Tabasco in my kid's pacifier. Good Lord. Although I have no doubt that that would work. And these were some. Oh, and then you had the smart asses who were like, just don't give it to him. Well, I'm asking 2 years in, fool. So I already gave it to him. So I need to figure out how to break it. Just don't give. Just never give it to begin with. Just don't give it to begin with.
You're 2 years in. It's a little bit late.
A little bit past that. So I went home. I told the wife, I'm getting these scissors. I'm going to snip this.
Mm-hmm.
And she voted to just try it straight up cold turkey. And I was like, no, you know, it'll be easier this way. And she's like, we've already done one night. One night I had to rock him to sleep, but he never falls asleep in my arms. I rocked him to sleep. The bedtime has gone from 7 now to 8, which you told me was coming. That sucks. But because it was 8 o'clock, I put him to sleep. And then yesterday I was like, let's cut this thing and give it to him. And she's like, no, we're already one day in. It's supposed to take 3 days. So let's just put him in there without it. And we put him in there without it. And he sat up for like 20 minutes, but was not throwing a fit, wasn't going crazy. And he went to sleep. Now, day one, he woke up at 4 a.m. when I woke up.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, was an absolute terror. But this morning, I think he woke up at 6:30, she told me. So, success.
Very good.
We're two in.
See, you know, the later bedtime, the later wake time, you would think. Now, sometimes it's just, you know, my kids, my youngest, Julian wakes up when the sun is up every morning, no matter what. He doesn't need an alarm clock. He wakes up when the sun is up. Doesn't matter if he goes to bed at midnight or 8 p.m.
Really?
Sun up, he's up. That's it. Luca, this kid sleeps till 11 o'clock. It's wild.
11 o'clock.
He's one of these teenagers now.
So I'm 2 days in. I wanted to snip it, but his jaw was getting messed up. She said, no pacifier at all. So thanks to all the Tolos. It must have been 1,000 suggestions. And I'll be returning for how to get him to talk now, because we're 2 years in and no really talking.
We'll
do that another day.
Do not compare your child with anyone else.
You got to compare.
They will talk when they're ready.
I got one Tolo I'm getting ready to block because someone got Ollie a little like T-ball set, and he's like took the bat the first day and like went and tapped it. And I'm like, yes, Bo Jackson. And then this a-hole Trey sends me video after video after video after video of this two-year-old looking like freaking Acuna up there.
Yeah.
And this kid is like, you know, follow through and looking like Vlad Jr.
Yeah, you got to have him teach him. You got to teach him bat. You're already behind the game. You should have taught him bat flips already.
Oh, my God.
You're already behind.
Don't worry about talking.
Nobody cares about talking. Worry about his baseball swing.
All he knows is bottle flip. That's all he knows. Throwing it in our face.
People are talking about the gender reveal. They're saying, I didn't know Marcus Semien was having a baby.
Back to Mavs Suns, game 6. I did a little Luka study. I did a Luka study on whether he's going to be gunning tonight or he's going to try to get others involved. Let's get your prediction for what happens. Is this going 7? We'll talk about it on Sean and RJ next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.